Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Andrew on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. Andrew, there was a story that broke in the news this week, the details of which are not important, but the direction is important. And it was about an older woman who had changed her personal directive, indicating that she no longer wanted to go into a long-term care facility. And, it, of course, it had to do with some of the problems that we've heard about through this current pandemic, wanted to age in place. And so she changed her legal documentation to try to stress that. And I don't think she's probably alone. I mean, that's one story, but it caught my attention, and I thought, you know, that is probably something lots of people are thinking about. And we want to explore this notion of, again, of aging in place. And we've got a recurring guest that we've had on before, Travis Tinning. Travis is with Nurse Next Door Home Care Services here in Calgary. Travis, I want to welcome you back to the show.
Hey, guys. Thanks. Great to be back.
Yeah. So it's, you know, this has got to be a topic of conversation in many families across the country, certainly in our city right now, you know, about how safe people feel going into a long-term care facility. But if they need help, then, you know, you're aging in place, then there are services that you're going to require or help that you're going to require in order to do that. And so I thought it was a timely conversation to reignite again. So with people thinking about this or likely having this conversation, I'd like you just maybe at a high level to start with a bit of a summary of what Nurse Next Door does, like what services you have. And I want you to highlight certainly a little bit about what you're doing with respect to COVID, because there's some special services that you're offering to help people through this period.
Right. Yeah. Thank you. I think it's important. I mean, the news story that you referenced, I saw it as well, and there's been several several articles, whether through social media channels or the news outlets, that are highlighting that. And funny, even within my own family, my own dad, after building this business for 13 years, my own father called me the other day and says, "I finally get what you guys do." and he said that he's not willing, and I think in fact that he may be changing his own personal directives. So simply put, what we offer with Nurse Next Door is we provide services that seniors need to age comfortably in their home, so and provide the care that they require to age in their own home. And I understand that this has only been going on a few months now, or 3 months since the pandemic started, but we're already seeing the shift of, as you guys already know, the healthcare system sort of directs people towards these facilities or these nursing facilities, and we're seeing seniors sort of take a step back and go, whoa, what are the other options here? And traditionally people would sell their houses and use that money to fund their the rest of their years within retirement facilities. Mm-hmm. And now you're seeing a lot of people starting to talk about leveraging that same asset, their house, to stay in their own home. And with whether it's home equity loans or what would traditionally be called reverse mortgages. But back to your question, we provide whatever the senior needs from a care perspective or companionship perspective to stay in their own home.
So let's talk a little bit about that again directionally. And I know I get that every family's different, so I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit here, and I understand that it'd be specific to a family's needs. But is there a point in space? Is there a time at which it becomes unsafe, or there's a set of decision criteria that will drive somebody out of their home and into a long-term care facility?
Yeah, I think you nailed it. With every family situation is different, whether it's their financial footing, or the access to even family members in the same city that the senior is in. But for why don't we just take this opportunity, Dave, maybe to just talk about the pricing differences and what our services cost, and maybe what the facilities cost, and put it into perspective a little bit. Simply, our services are around $35 an hour, right. And traditionally what families find is, okay, mom or dad are having a hard time, you know, managing the house, or we're worried about mom and dad going up and down the stairs to do the laundry, or and so when those, as soon as those conversations start within the family unit, you're finding that, okay, maybe it's time for mom and dad to move into a facility, which mm-hmm. which truly isn't the right time. In those situations, and we like to preach that preventative measure. If, you know, at $35 an hour, you know, at, you know, three-hour visits a week, you're talking, you know, $315 a week, mm-hmm. or, you know, or $1,260 a month, where mm-hmm. And that's going to keep mom and dad in their home for much, much longer. Whereas, you know, the average care home, in certain situations, they have a private care home, is around $6,000 a month.
Right.
With, you know, and, you know, mom and dad still get to eat their own food. They still get to control their own schedules. When they go to bed, you know, who they can see. And that's been the challenge through the pandemic, is the isolation and who, you know, who mom and dad can and cannot see through this, you know, through this pandemic. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, it certainly gets there. I've got a few more questions, but Andrew, I think you've got a question there.
Well, I think one of my questions really comes down to is, you know, when would be an opportune time to have somebody like Nurses Next Door or somebody come into the home where it would be much more valuable? Because obviously, if it's just to do some very simple chores, maybe perhaps you can hire somebody for that to do that. But more importantly, what would that be in respect to
taking medication, right?
So, well, medication. Yeah. How many hours a day do you have to go in?
Bathing stuff. Yeah.
The activities of daily living is what I'm going with.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Right. Well, and even for, generally speaking, a lot of the activities of daily living happen within the morning and evening routines. And and so, I mean, even in those situations, you know, we can be, the staff and Nurse Next Door can be in, you know, in the mornings or in the evenings. And it's not necessarily, and, you know, mom and dad don't necessarily want someone there all day with them in those situations. But they recognize that they do need help with showering, showering or bathing. They do need help with their bathroom routine. They need help from a nutrition perspective and those medication reminders, as you mentioned, Andrew. So even when we look at it from that perspective, there's always this line of people think that, okay, mom and dad need to move to a facility. That means that they need full-time care. And it's just not the case. We can, the option of home care can be very economical when you look at a care plan that actually fits mom and dad's needs.
Is there any level of medical care that you couldn't receive at home that you would need a facility for?
That is, you know, that's a good question. And that really depends on, you know, on people's, you know, again, their financial footing and their supports.
Gotcha.
Generally speaking, most of the care that can occur in a facility, can occur at home. I think where you're going with that is, the care that, you know, that can't occur, like, you know, like intravenous, like some of the hospital like care. And in those situations, the senior would be going to the hospital anyway.
Right.
So some of that emergency care. But for the most part, the care that can happen in a facility can happen at home, right from, 24-hour coverage.
Yeah. Okay.
With a care plan, does Nurses Next Door, or, you know, do they assist in developing a care plan for each individual family? How does that work? What comes along with that, Travis?
Great question. So generally speaking, we will visit the family in their home for a complimentary consultation, where, you know, we review not only the medical needs of the client, but also just even some of the social needs of that client, and we build out the care plan that fits for that client, both again medically and socially, from a budget perspective and from a time perspective, and what is needed. And these are conducted, by trained healthcare professionals.
Yeah. Okay.
And then from there, it's determined how many hours a day, how many days a week, what the actual duties are going to be, and we really pride ourselves on our perfect match guarantee, where, you know, again, we're inviting a stranger into our home, and it's imperative that mom or dad and the caregiver, you know, get along and form a bond. So, yeah. You know, again, we have that perfect match guarantee where we use this information to pair mom and dad with, or mom or dad with, the perfect caregiver.
That sounds terrific, Travis. I know we can't do full justice in 10 minutes, but I think this is a conversation that's going to continue in a lot of families. If anybody needed to get a hold of you, wants to explore this, how do they do that?
Yeah, they can go to nursenextdoor.com or Google Nurse Next Door Calgary, or call us at 403-454-1399. And I think it's important to touch on, maybe calling the office. We are running a program till the end of July, that where seniors can experience some of our services for free to help them get through the COVID period here, and, you know, some of our basic services like errand running, grocery pickups, you know, garden planting or weeding, things that are falling short as seniors can't get out.
Well, thank you again, Travis, for taking the time out and keeping us abreast of what's happening in that space.
I really appreciate it, guys.
Been joined by Travis Tinning. He's Nurse Next Door Home Care Services Calgary. Recurring guest on our show. We've got to talk about healthcare as one of the four buckets that we talk about, right?
Yep.
In terms of the quality of life, the lifestyle that people want, we're talking about all of that stuff at our upcoming webinar.
We are, and that's this Tuesday coming, June 16th, 7 p.m. It's a live online webinar. Please join us. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register, and We'll gladly see you there.
That sounds good. Stick around after the break if you're concerned whether the Canadian economy can withstand all the debt that we're incurring. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.